Yo, what's up? This Q4 and you listen to The Factory on Full Service Radio.
I'm showing first, I ain't taking no chances. I used to drink just driving the span. Feeling ain't fade away, Danny Fan. We skipped the bitch, already fucked in the bathroom. I got a phone, yeah, I drive the fast. I love my new bitch, she ain't shit like my last. My strength up, they shaking ass, I just might grab. My body's got bodies since young, we been had.
Yo, yo, we live here in Austin, Texas with my man Q the Fool, the 100 round goon.
100 round goon, I'm in the building.
Yeah, man, we got some DMV niggas out of Texas, man.
Yeah, the real DMV right here, man.
Hey, you already know, bro. We proud of you, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I appreciate that, bro.
Especially somebody, you out here rapping Largo, bro. You know, I grew up in Largo Woods.
Uh-huh, yeah, you told me that
yesterday.
Yeah,
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 so
for
I'm
sure.
Like, bro, this some spiritual shit right here, because I'm chasing real. My dream, too. And so we got other niggas from the set like, just
nigga,
out here.
Like, nigga, this shit real. This shit could happen.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? This shit could happen.
Like this. I remember it wasn't long ago. They was talking about you on ESPN, and like everybody was like, yeah, y'all heard about Q? He was on ESPN?
I remember that shit.
Yeah.
That shit was lit. I don't even know how I got up on it. I still don't know to this day.
Yeah, it's organic, man. You got a really organic vibe. And people fuck with what's real. Like, what's real.
Yeah, they gonna gravitate to what's real for real.
Yeah, man. So how you been doing? How's everything?
Man, yesterday was lit. I went to the Fader, Lyrical Lemonade. I turned both of them joints up.
Yeah.
The Fader was too lit. Rico was out there. Addie K. I met my man Lucky. He
Lucky cool,
nigga.
Man. Mm-hmm. He be cooling.
Cool as shit. Who else I meet? I seen all type. I met Big Boy.
Yeah.
I seen CeeLo Green. I met all type of motherfuckers yesterday. I'm going to keep it 100, like, before I came out here, because I've been, like, moving around. I ain't even been home. Like, I got two sons and all that, so before I came out here, I just, like, wasn't even feeling it, like. But then I had to just, like, wake myself up, like, nigga, you tripping, like, last year I wanted to be down here. They, like, nigga, you can't even come down here. Like, they was act like I was banned from down this joint. Now they want me down here, and you know what I'm saying, so. That's why I just had to be like, man, I'm tripping. Like, this is a blessing for real.
Everything, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just be having to wake myself up sometimes. Like, nigga, I got a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be wanting to just be so down to earth. Like, I be wanting to be with my kids. I just want to be chilling. You know what I'm saying? I don't really be geeking for this shit. But, like, this is a blessing. So, I got to take an opportunity. I got to take an opportunity.
And you human, bro. So, we all going to have, like, those desires. And we all got to take care of home. But
for sure.
It's some stuff you gotta do out here, bro. Like, the streets is calling. Like,
I gotta hold it down for the city.
Yeah, bro. You the ambassador, bro.
This shit just different. Like, wasn't nobody from DMV down South by Southwest now.
Ever before, bro.
I'm down here. The young niggas down here. Like, so next year is gonna be like the whole DMV fuck around gonna be down here.
That's what I'm saying, bro. We brought a mob. We brought like 12 people with us, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Look like AU team in the airport, bro. DC Assault.
Got to.
You know, we ain't playing with him, man.
Shit, it's just me and Dollar down here thugging.
Yeah, we thugging. Shout out Dollar, man.
Yeah, shout out Dollar for shooting shit.
Yeah, man. How did you link with Kenny Beats for that Bad Influence? I know that joint's going crazy right now.
Yeah, that joint's going crazy. I linked up with Kenny Beats. That was like through the label for real.
Okay.
Like when I linked up with him, it was just like he record and he mix and master, so it was just different. I ain't never worked with nobody like that, so the whole vibe was just different. You know what I'm saying? The DMV, like, producers don't cook up beats in your face. You know what I'm saying? You might get out the email or something. Like, when I first started rapping, I was on YouTube and shit. So that shit was just different. He cooking the beat up and recording it. Then he mix it, too. So, you know what I'm saying? That shit was just crazy.
Yeah.
He don't work with everybody. Like, I be going in there with my man. They be like, man, I'm about to hop on this joint. He be like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, him, my man, Kenny's about to fight and all that over that shit. Because he be so picky with who he work with. Like,
some people selective like that.
I mean, but if you lit like that, you know what I'm saying? I guess you could do that.
Yeah. I seen you at the Rock Nation brunch. We got to add that to the resume.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like, bossed up.
That still be crazy. Like, I still don't be believing I was there. Like,
hey, bro.
That shit was just crazy, bro. I met Ho. I met Yo Gotti. I met motherfucking Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
Anybody you could think of, like, I met him.
How do you feel like that type of direction has, like, changed your trajectory on your career right now? Like, messing with Hov and, like, Rock Nation.
Yeah, I feel like I needed that because I needed more people, like, to take me seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people just looking at me like a street dude to just rap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, probably just thinking, like, I don't got no head on my shoulders. So, like, people wasn't really taking me serious. Like, in the streets, they take me serious, but, like, I want to be taking serious on the business tip. You know what I'm saying? So
that Rock Nation stamp definitely took it to the next level because we had already, you know, on some on the area tip, we already know.
And the DMV is like, you know, everybody already know. That's why I just wanted to, I felt like I was hitting the ceiling. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, man, I done went to every club. I didn't perform everywhere. It's just like,
but even outside the area, we heard your name coming from all types of rappers as some of their favorite rappers, like on the come up. Like when they get on interviews and they're like, "Oh, who you listening to?" They be like, "Oh, I've messed with Q the Fool."
It'd be crazy though. It'd be a lot of like the young niggas that be coming up, or even the niggas that's like the same age as me, like 21, 22. Like when I be meeting these niggas, they be like, "Man, you is my favorite rapper. You boo bop bip." That shit just be crazy. I'd be like, kill niggas really be tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So that just be humbling me too, just like make me want to make even more better music. Cause I know like in another hood, niggas even feeling me. You know what I'm saying? Don't pass me a tech, cause that bitch might jack. Rock hard, high tech, blunt stuff for grind. I feed the fam, Rubens and Glock. Leo bitch has a hand, six different strands. Shit they don't have. Rob you and your man and run off with your bang. I just got a load, I keep breaking the scale. Got rich off a draw and I'm cooking a bail. They just give me time, I'ma trap in the jail. Bitch, I'm really thugging for real. Smoke out the.
How important do you think like just keeping this shit 100% you has changed your career? Because I know a lot of artists out here, they'll get accused for trying to live a lifestyle or portray a lifestyle that ain't really them, just so that they can get into this rap shit. But it seemed like with you, you just gotta go out there and let them know what you've been through.
Right, and that's because I'm really trying to change my life. Like, it's not like I'm trying to go back and be a gangster, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to boss up and be a boss. I already done did all that stupid shit. I done did everything, you know what I'm saying, under the sun. But like, it's time for me to boss up. Nigga can't live forever being no gangster. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gonna be dead on jail.
Yeah.
So like, I just had to boss up and be a man. I got two sons. I got a family depending on me. Yeah. Like, I got a boss. Like, yeah, it wasn't even like, it's just like I had to. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like I chose, like I really had to. Like, I had to sit down and be like, damn, I gotta tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how I go.
You think being from like where we from in the DMV or just Largo in general, you think it prepared you for this next step?
Yeah, and that's when a lot of people like they don't know like where I'm from. A lot of people like used to, you know, niggas used to shun on like where we from.
Yeah,
like a lot of people go heavy. Like a lot of people that's where I'm from, like they ain't even used to be trying to claim where they was from until I made it. Like, oh yeah, them niggas on some shit. Like, that's when niggas start claiming Largo and shit like that. Cause you already know, like, on the outskirts, like it's suburban, but in the middle where I'm from, that's where Section 8, apartments, some townhouses and all that shit. That's where that's at. So a lot of people looking on the outskirts is like, man, Largo's. But when we showed them how that shit really go, that's when everybody start being like, oh yeah, I'm from Largo. Mm-hmm. I'm from this, even out the city, out DC. Like, back in the day, niggas not fucking with no Merlin niggas.
Nah,
you know what I'm
not at all.
Like, I pull up in any DC trenches and they showing me love. Like that shit just be crazy, bro. Like, and niggas, and even DC, and they just be like, man, nigga, like I'm breaking, I'm doing a lot of shit nobody ever did.
That shit authentic too, bro. And that's kind of what we be on, at least with, like, how we be moving as an outlet. Like, we not discriminating whether you from the city, whether you from Bowie.
Yeah. As long as you working hard, you grinding.
Cause that's what we need to do. Who the people we need to be sitting down with, people who out here working for.
I feel like the DMV getting more on that though. Like, it's time, like everybody working together, like it's getting way better. I got some foreign cars back to back. I'm fucking a porn star and she out. They think I'm doing fraud with these rats. I got a charger and Cobra to match. I got a charger, they know that I tax. All my guns launcher, they come with a stand. Get that back in and walk out with them bags. All this paper I'm stacking, this money gon' last. Who your favorites in the DMV right now? AK, Young Manny, Bob Son. Lil Ma, Lil Young, Glock Boy, Kari.
Yeah. What can we be expecting from you 2019? New music, new visuals.
I'm probably got some tapes coming out.
Okay.
I'm probably gonna do my album this year. Like, I'm really, like, I'm gonna
working,
sit down.
Man.
Yeah, I gotta sit down. I'm just gonna sit down with my label because it's really, they just want me to be fat hat before I drop an album, and I just start just rolling it out on everybody. They just want me to be fat hat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna sit down with the label. And that's why I love Rock Nation. Everything they do, I be comfortable in. Like, I used to be the type of person, I just want to put out music.
Yeah.
They made me realize, like, I'm like gold. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't got to keep giving her, like, I got to let them wait for that shit for real.
And it drives, like, the demand up. Like, you got a crazy demand for your music. You one of those people who, you was bringing out the crowds before you signed, you know, and, like, brought in that extra, like, help. And so now you got direction, you got that covering that umbrella so that you can have that creative like space.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
personnel.
That's all creatives be working for,
that's
bro.
That's all nigga need for real.
Yeah.
Bro.
Give me that space. Give me that funding. Let me go out here and let them know who the fuck I am. Facts. And then we just go out here and we gonna bring it back.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Diamonds on all of my young niggas' necks. Remix that nigga drinking finesse. The more money feel like they like it less. Just bought 100 rounds and I bought a vest. Caught a battle, ain't tell nobody. Young nigga pass the test. I with my killers, we bout to slide. We all ride to the death.
Back home, what you messing with, Jerry Yums or what you Eddie's?
I really don't fuck with the curry out for real,
because cool.
It be messing my stomach up. But hey, I just ate some Jerry Yums like 2 days ago though when I was home.
Okay,
I just ate that shit.
Just for the nostalgia.
Yeah.
They got some alien food in there sometimes.
I don't like curry out. I don't like that shit.
What's your favorite place to go in the city back home?
When I'm home for real, I be trying go to the studio,
cook up.
But there, I be out in this, I just be walk. I be out like I be at the mall. I just be doing normal shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
Like mm-hmm. I've been trying to ball with my niggas on the way and shit. Basketball shit.
Where y'all be hooping at? The LA Fitness.
Catering, Prairie Wood.
Okay, yeah, you already know we be out Prairie Wood. Yeah,
that's why I went to school and shit too. So balling Prairie Wood and shit.
Yeah, I went out. I went to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's right there. That's right there across from the hood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right there in the cut by the old library.
Yeah, the cut. Yeah, shit, bro. The cut.
People didn't even know it was a school back then.
That's just like a country ass school. Shit, the cut.
Can you see yourself doing a lot of stuff? I see you mentioning like bossing up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see yourself doing stuff outside of rap? Like as
your
career moves on?
Yeah, like me and bro, we trying to do a movie for like the DMV. With some hot boy shit or something. Like we trying to do some shit like I already know we could do all type of shit. We just gotta focus up and really do it. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
You gotta do it. Like you really gotta do that shit,
that
bruh.
That shit sounds so fire though, bruh.
Yeah, we gotta do that shit though, cause that's what the city need. Like we really one of them cities that people really look up to, like DC, like, you know what I'm saying? We got our own style, so a lot of people really fuck with us.
Yeah.
Maryland, like they fuck with us.
Yeah, cause we was able to survive on our own for real for a while. Like I was thinking about like what other city just got their own brand of music? Like they got styles of rap, but like we had go-go. It wasn't no go-go in any other city.
I'm saying that's a whole different genre.
Yeah, a whole different genre. And we was cool with it. It wasn't like we was like people were just blasting that in their car. So I know we got the ability or the competency to just
work
be on
down.
Our own shit.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it could happen. Though. It's happening now, man. I'm telling you, it's coming. Rich Shooters, we signing everybody out the mud. 2019.
I came to one of your shows. I think it was when Trey was out.
Mm-hmm.
He U Street Music Hall.
And that was the
first time where I was like, you know, this shit about to take off, bro. Cause Trail won the old guard, like one of the first ones that was off the trap shit.
And that's one thing about me, like I work with everybody in the DMV and saying like I ain't beefing with nobody out there. Like everybody show me love. I done work with everybody.
No time for that.
So like it just be lit cause everybody show me respect. I fuck with everybody, everybody fuck with me.
Yeah,
even the niggas that don't like me, you know what I'm saying?
They gotta respect you.
I be in the same facilities, niggas. They already know not to even come my direction. Right?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't even be, you know what I'm saying? I don't even pay attention to the niggas because as long as you got respect for me, you go about your business. I don't even give a fuck because niggas know I'm about my money for real. Like,
yeah.
I ain't on that dumb ass shit.
I appreciate you like coming out, bro. Like,
I appreciate y'all, bro.
But you're listening to The Factory on Full Service Radio, man. We have my man Q the Fool in here, 100 Ground Goon.
Rich Shooters.
Yeah. Rich Shooters. Hey, we're a long way from home, but it still feel like the DMV right now, man.
We still lit.
I got that dope that them junkies can't have. That brick hit the kitchen, it's getting this man. Now using my fists, I got Dracos that blame. We beatin' my nigga, gon' surf like a chain. You got Nerf guns, I got bullets that try. I'm selling bricks like a pharmacist cat. On the truck, boy, that's why I ain't tryin' rap. When I'm in this bus, I'm for sure that your ass getting tapped. Win, win, win. I see a opulent flying in the wind.